Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Lamed. Today we start Perek Shavuos HaEdos. We spent a good deal of time discussing Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. Now we move on to the concept of Shavuos HaEdos. Shavuos HaEdos is when a person asks you to testify for them. You say that you don't know any testimony and you swear that you in fact don't know any testimony. And then it turns out that you did know the testimony and you had sworn falsely about it. So that is called Shavuos HaEdos. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the exact parameters of who is chayav in Shavuos HaEdos, under what circumstances you had to take that Shavua in order to be chayav for Shavuos HaEdos. So says the Mishnah, Shavuos HaEdos no heges ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim. First of all, Shavuos HaEdos only applies to men, it does not apply to women, because women are pasul ha'ed, since women can't be made and based in any way, so it's irrelevant if they don't know testimony. Their testimony wouldn't have been, it's irrelevant if they knew the testimony and they say that they don't know it and they're withholding it. There's nothing that they're really withholding because their testimony wouldn't be accepted in court anyway. If you look at Rashi, Tchsiv v'hu eid b'ra'u l'heyu dibra kasuv, it says v'hu eid, meaning it has to be someone who is theoretically a kashra eid. V'isha psula leidus k'diyav papirka mi'va'amdu shnei anashim, and a woman is pasula eidus, as we're going to see in our amid. In fact, right here on the summit of Gemara, the Gemara is going to spend a good deal of time trying to show how we know that a woman is pasula eidus, that va'amdu shnei anashim is in fact a reference to the Edim in the case, and that's how we know that it says Anashim, that it must be that Nashim are Pasul. So anyway, so Shavuos HaEdos is only Noeg with men and not with women. Berachokin v'lo b'krovin, also it's only Noeg with people who are not related to each other. If you're related to each other, so that you're Pasul HaEdos, and therefore if you're Pasul HaEdos, you're not going to be Chayiv for Shavuos HaEdos. B'ksherin v'lo b'psulin, also it's only Noeg with people who are Kasher to be made, meaning, and not with someone who's pasul, not someone who's a gazlan, who's pasul midaraisa, to be an aid, he's excluded from Shavuos HaEdos. Vein no heges ela beruuyin lahayid. Plus, it's also only knowing with people who are ra'uy to be made. So the Rashi right away says, b'gemar mefarish l'mutei mai. The Gemara is going to explain what that's trying to teach us. Obviously, we already said, b'ksherin v'lo b'psulin. So what does beruuyin lahayid come to teach us? So that should bother us right away. Rashi says that we're going to deal with it in the Gemara. In the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, he says, L'chara kashed, kol hani, lamali, l'misni, de'enin chayavim, b'karben Shavuos HaEdos, ha'kulam yisefet masnisa nafka, detani ve'enin ohages al bruyin lahayid, v'kol hani, ye'enin ksherin lahayid. The last phrase, Ein Noheges El Bruin Lahayid, really includes and encapsulates all the previous phrases. So asks the Cheshek Shlomo, what's the purpose of having the first two lines of the Mishnah? Just tell me that Shavuos HaEdos is only Noheg for those who are Roy Lahayid, and I'll know on my own that women are excluded, Krovim are excluded, Psulin are excluded, it will be obvious. So he says, and Dochak Lomar, di lo havitani al the seifa lechod lo havi adin on the mayit mesachik pekuvio chadoma, and it's dochak to say that if we only would have said that it's only knowing for those who are ruui in lahayid, we would not have known to disqualify from Shavuos HaEdos or to exclude from Shavuos HaEdos a gambler, people who are pasul midrabanan ukmod amirin begemar daf lamed aleph. The Mishnah Yisrael Nafku, that in fact we are only derived that they're excluded from Shavuos HaEdos from the fact that it says this last phrase, which is unnecessary. Once we make this last phrase necessary, then Mesachik B'Kuvya is going to need a source. Then we're not going to know that Mesachik B'Kuvya is possible. He says, Dakati, don't say that. That can't be the answer. Dakati Tiksha Delisni Mesachik B'Kuvya Behedya V'Lav Yitzarek L'Misni Kalani. Still, what would have been the shorter way to say it? To go through all of these different lines of the Mishnah? Or just tell me, Shavuos HaEdos Einin Oheges El Brui and Lahayid and Velob Mesachik B'Kuvya. You could just mention Mesachik B'Kuvya explicitly if you wanted to. It still would have been a shorter way of saying the Mishnah. So it's still difficult to understand why we have all of these lines of the Mishnah. So it says the Cheshek Shlomo V'Nira Dahatana Ratzalomar De'inu Noig B'Kalhani Af B'Makom D'Ksher in Lahayid. No, the chiddush over here is sometimes a woman is kasha la'edos, sometimes a karov is kasha la'edos. Even in situations where these people are kasher to be made, still they're not going to be subject to Shavuos HaEdos. When are they kasher to be made? Kagon be'ed misa, ve'ed sota, Right? For instance, if the husband, the coming to be made, that a husband died, even in Neid Echad is Nema to say that a woman's husband died to keep her from being an Aguna. So let's say a woman comes over to another woman and says, I want you to be made for me that my husband died. And the woman says, I swear I don't know any testimony that your husband died. And then it turns out that she did know. So is she chayv for Shavuos HaEdus? That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that even though she could have said something and been effective in Beis Din, she's not going to be chayv for Shavuos HaEdus. The gam pasul min haTorah mishkach the kasher in kibul aleim leir. Also, sometimes you have someone who's a gazlan, so he's pasul min haTorah. But if I'm mekabel him upon myself as an aid, that I say, okay, I accept whatever he's going to say. Both balei din say we accept whatever he's going to say in our din imamunus case. So he's going to be kasher. And we call makom p'tiri mishum dayin begeder edus v'lokarin behuvahu aid. But still, from shvuas edus, he's going to be pater. Even if he's going to be acceptable as an aid, from Shavuos HaEdus is going to be pater. So that's how the Cheshek Shlomo says in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos, that's perhaps what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. And he says another approach, though, venerally owed, the Hadda Pligi Le Kaman Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rav Papa B'Mesachli B'Kuvya Chayiv Karban Kivin D'Midar Reisa Michzi Chazi. The later we're going to say there's a machlokas whether Mesachik Bekuvia is chayiv karban for Shavuos HaEdus or not, because after all, Midah Oraisa, he is a kashera aid. Ayin l'kamon daf lamin alf besugyev, v'tama al zeh harashba b'chidushav. And the Rashba wonders, who cares that he's chayiv, that he's a kashera aid min haTorah? At the end of the day, he's pasul midrabanan. And if he's pasul midrabanan, there's no kfiras mamon. He didn't cost anybody any money by failing to be made, because even if he would have been made, would Beis Din have charged anybody, have made anyone pay any money based on his edus? No! So he didn't cost anybody anything by not being made. So why do I care whether he's pasul midrabanan or midrabanan? Either way, if practically money could not have changed hands based on his edus, frak the Rashba, so there's nothing to talk about. So he says, V'chein Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger Zalkan Hiksha Lahepech Al Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the opposite on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Hey Chomet Masnis Nasa Lamayit Mesachik B'Kuvya HaMesachik B'Kuvya Kasha La'idus Isha U'menatora Havi Eid. He says, and Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why would the Mishnah be Memait Mesachik B'Kuvya if a Mesachik B'Kuvya is Kasha Minatora, so he's Kasha La'idus Isha, and therefore he has a shame aid, meaning, let's say, what Mesachik B'Kuvya, why do we exclude him? Because practically we don't accept his edus, right? Why do we exclude an Isha even when it's about edus Isha, when it's about an edus that we're going to accept her? Practically we're going to accept her edus. Yeah, practically we can accept it, but midaraisa, she doesn't have a shame aid. Frechter B'Kivager, what about a Mesachik B'Kuvya for edus Isha? Practically, we're going to accept him because it's Eidus Isha. Does he have a shame aid? Yes, Minatora, he's kosher, so he has a shame aid, Minatora. So how could we exclude Mesachik B'Kuvya? So he says, V'achein la'niyaz daiti nira, digam seifa d'masnisin mayri akol b'makom t'ksherin la'heid. Kagon be'eid sota ve'eid misa. That even the seifa, every part of the Mishnah is coming to teach us about a case where they're kosher la'heid, like by an eid sota, eid misa. V'kamash m'lam nasnisin da'af psula eidus t'rabbanan mikri and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even those who are postulated only midrabanan are called Ein Ruyin Lahayid, because once the Chachamim postul them, so they're no longer begeder aid, they no longer have a shame aid. That's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's Shita, that the shame aid is not something that only exists on the Daraisa level. The Rabbanan have the right to rob somebody of the title of shame aid. And Rav Papa is Cholik, and he says, no, Minatora, he's kosher, so he's called an aid. So that's how the Cheshek Shlomo interprets these first few lines of the Mishnah, the difficulty of the repetitiveness of the first few lines of the Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayeter, fourth line of the Mishnah, Bifnei Bezin Vishalo, Bifnei Bezin Mipiatzmo, that Shavuos HaEdus can apply both in front of Bezin and not in front of Bezin if you volunteer the Shavua, not volunteer, but you say it yourself, it comes out of your mouth. However, if someone is mashbia you, and you don't say the shvua, they just say mashbia ani aleichem, I am hereby imposing a shvua on you, so you're only going to be chayv for shvua se'edus if that's how it happened, if it was in Beis Din. outside of Vezin, someone else being mashpia you is not going to be mechayiv you shvuas ha'edus. That's Rav Meir Shita. V'cham amrim, v'cham say no. Bein mipi atzma, bein mipi acherim, ein chayav not shichbu ben bebezin. There's no such thing as being chayiv shvuas ha'edus outside of Vezin. It's only in Vezin. And in Bezdin, you're right, it could be Bein Mipi Atzmo, Bein Mipi Acherim, I could take it myself, I could have someone impose it on me, and I'll be Chayiv, but it only happens in Bezdin. It doesn't happen anywhere outside of Bezdin. So it turns out, if you think about it, Rav Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about a case that's outside of Bezdin Mipi Atzmo. That a person takes a Shvua Mipi Atzmo outside of Bezdin, Rav Meir says, Chayiv Shvua Seidus, the Chacham says he's not going to be Chayiv for Shvua Seidus. The Chayavin al Zadon HaShvua Va'al Shagigah. And a person is chayiv if he took the shvua b'mezid, meaning knowing that he knew testimony, and he still withheld the testimony, and v'al shigigasa im zadon ha'edus. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, shigigasa im zadon ha'edus means a guy, obviously, he knows that he knows testimony when he denies it, but he doesn't know what the chiyuv is. He doesn't know that he's going to have to bring a karban for it. So that's the shigigasa is shogig on what the onesh is. On the karban, im zadon ha'edus, but it has to be that he knows that he actually knows the testimony and he's denying it. Ve'einan chayavan al shigigasa. But if he doesn't even realize at the time that he knows testimony, someone says, I want you to testify on my behalf that this guy owes me $1,000, and you swear that you don't know anything about it because you really, honest to goodness, believe that you don't know anything about it, and then afterwards you remember and you realize, oh, I did know something about that, I did see that, well, that you're not going to be chayavan. Why are you not going to be chayavan that? Because that's not even called the shogeg. That's called an ones. If you look at Rashi, last Rashi on the Mishnah, im shogim him legamri kasvurin shein nodin lo edus v'achkach nizkaru sharei anusinein lo kriinabu nishpal l'sheker. They weren't lying. They really didn't remember at the time. So that's a pure onus. That's something that you're not going to be chayav for at all. Umahin chayav nal zodin ashvua. So nu, what's the punishment? What do you have to do for shvua seidus? If a person lies about testimony and they swear to it, so what in fact do they have to do? Says Gemara, carbon alviyarid. To carbon alviyarid that you chayiv for shvuas ha'edus. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Those are the basic gedarim of shvuas ha'edus. Minani mili starts the Gemara. How do I know that shvuas ha'edus is not noheg b'nashim? Not how do I know shvuas ha'edus is not noheg b'nashim, but even more generally, how do I know nashim are not kasher l'hayit? How do I know women aren't kasher to be edim, and therefore shvuas ha'edus is not noheg b'nashim? Tosos over here says, wait a second, if you look at the top Tosos, Tema, Maitzar, Krat, De'evet, Pasaladis, Perakachovel, Milo Yumsu, Avos Albanim, the Gemara Baba Kama, tries to bring a riot from Pasuk, tries to bring a Makar from Pasuk, that an Eved is Pasaladis. Frek Tosos, we have a whole sugi over here to tell me an isha is pasul ha'edus. Once you have a pasuk to tell me that an isha is pasul ha'edus, so shouldn't you learn la la me'isha, that whatever halacha applies to an eved applies, whatever halacha applies to an isha applies to an eved? What do we need a separate source that an eved is pasul ha'edus? I didn't have a chance to look around and see what the answers are, but on the margin he tells us that in Baba Kama Tosus gives a teretz. I just didn't have a chance to look it up, but apparently Tosus gives a teretz to this guy in Maseches Bava Kamma. Okay, so says Gemara, what's the answer? How do I know that a woman is pasul ha'edus? To Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Ve'amdu shnei anashim. Pasuk says ve'amdu shnei anashim. And who are those anashim? Be'edim akas medaber. The pasuk is talking about edim. So now the Gemara is going to have, through the course of this amud, through the course of a series of braisos, four possible ways that we know that it's referring to edim and not to somebody else. Right, so let's see. Ata omer be'edim o'ena l'bebali dinin. How do you know that the shnei anashim pasuk, the full text of the pasuk is ve'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem hariv lifnei Hashem lifnei akonim v'ashavtim ashiyu bayam mehem, that the ve'amdu shnei anashim, the two men stand asher lahem hariv, who have the argument with amongst themselves. So doesn't that sound more that it's talking about the Bali Din? The two men who are having the argument are the Bali Din, it's not the Edim. So why would you say that Vamdu Shnei Anashim is a reference to the Edim? Kishahu Omer, Asher Lahem Hariv. No, it's Dafka because of that next phrase. Once it says, Asher Lahem Hariv, Hari Bali Din Namur, the Torah is very careful not to waste any words. So once it says, Asher Lahem Hariv, that phrase is obviously talking about the Balei Din. So since that phrase is obviously talking about the Balei Din, we don't need Vamdu Shnei Anashim about the Balei Din. So what's Vamdu Shnei Anashim? Amani Mekayim Vamdu Shnei Anashim Be'edim HaKasim Medaber. That must be referring to Edim. So that's one way that we know that Vamdu Shnei Anashim is a reference to Edim. V'im Nafshach Lomer. And if you don't like that one, I'll give you another one, says the Raisa. Nemar Kan Shnei V'nemar La'lan Shnei. There's another pasuk that uses the same word, Shnei. Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Lavon L'chol Chatas B'chol Chet Asher Yechta Al Pi Shnei Eidim or Al Pi Shlosh Eidim Yakum Davar. So the usage of the word Shnei in that pasuk is obviously a reference to Eidim. It says Al Pi Shnei Eidim. So therefore the usage of the word Shnei in this pasuk, Vamdu Shnei Anashim Malalam Be'edim Afkan Be'edim, must also be talking about Eidim. So that's our second way of knowing that Vamdu Shnei Anashim is a reference to Eidim, and Mimela women are pasul le'edus. So ask the Gemara, what was wrong with the first way? Right, but generally speaking, you wouldn't give a second answer unless there was a problem with the first answer. That's always the way we understand things. So Mayim Nafshach Lomar. So why do you have to say Im Nafshach Lomar? Especially that phrase Im Nafshach Lomar suggests that there's reason you're not going to like the first one, and that's why I'll give you a second source. So what's the reason one might not like the first source? So he says, V'chitema miglo kosav v'asher lahem hariv. Says, no, Pasuk doesn't say, if you read Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, V'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem hariv, sounds like the people who asher lahem hariv are the same people that are the shnei anashim. If it wanted to talk about two different sets of people, it should have said, V'amdu shnei anashim, period, V'asher lahem hariv, and also the people asher lahem hariv, which would be the Balei Din. But from the fact that it just says Asher Lehem Hariv, sounds like it's talking about the same group of people, and that it's Kulei Krabi Balei Din Mishtai. The whole pasuk is talking about the Balei Din, not about the Edom at all. So Nemar Kan Shnei V'Nemar Lalan Shnei Malalan Be'edim Afkan Be'edim. That's why it says Shnei in both places, and therefore we know that it's talking about Edom in each case. That's the second source for knowing that that Vamdu Shnei Anashim is a reference to Edom based on the Gzeres Shava. Fine. So far, again, we have two sources to know that it's talking about Edom. Number three, Tanya Idach, Vamdu Shnei Anashim Be'edim Akasum Medaber Atomer Be'edim O Ein Lel Be'Bali Dinin Amrit. How do I know that it's referring to Edom and not the Bali Din? Because we might say to ourselves, V'chi Shnayim Ba'im L'Din Shlosha Ein Ba'im L'Din. Why does the pasuk overemphasize the fact that it's two people? If we're talking about Balei Din, there could be hundreds of litigants in a case, right? People suing a tobacco company or whatever. You could have hundreds of people, thousands of people who have some sort of claim. So why does it emphasize that there are two people, that it's Shnei Anashim? So that it must be that that's the raya, that it's a reference to Edim. And this brisa says, and even if you don't like that one, Vim Nafshach Lomar, go back to the old handy Gzereshava of Shnei Shnei. Nemar Kan Shnei V'Nemar Lan Shnei Malan Be'edim Afkan Be'edim. Go back to reason number two. We always have that one if you don't like this one. So again, frankly, Gemara, Mayim Nafshach Lomar. Why do we assume you're not going to like this raya? Sounds pretty good. That Shnei does not seem to be a reference to Balei Din, because there could be hundreds of Balei Din. It doesn't have to be only two. So V'chi Teima, no, because maybe you're going to say, B'toveh V'nitva Kamishta Yikra. No matter how many Balei Din there are, they're always in two camps. There's the Toveya, and there's the Nitva, right? There's the defendant, there's the plaintiff, that's it. The Toveya and the Nitva. There's so it could be that there are 100 Tovim, but it doesn't make a difference. They're all just the Toveya, so it'd still be Shnei. So Nemar Kan Shnei, V'Nemar Lan Shnei, Malan Beidim, Mafkan Beidim. That's what we have the Shnei coming to teach us. If you look at Tosos says, wait a second. We're saying that Misvara, when it emphasizes two, it can't be referring to the Balei Din, because there could be hundreds of Balei Din, but two is always Edim. Well, guess what? There could be hundreds of Edim too. Right, there could be plenty of Edom that saw something that will come to Beis Din. So it also says, "Avliid be Edom Ayri Asi Shapir to Urcha de Milsa de Kivin de Sagi betray Tlo Asu Tvei." He says, "Yeah, there could be, but there usually isn't. That the normal thing is that there, if let's say a group of 10 people saw something, they'll let two of them go to Beis Din. I know that they don't need me once there are going to be two Edom going to Beis Din, and therefore I'm not going to bother. We let two of them go to Beis Din. Avon Ledin called Bal Ledin." Level. But if I have money at stake in a Din Torah, so I'm not going to rely on someone else being there. I want to be there myself. So if there are hundreds of litigants, I'm not going to trust just one guy to represent all of us. I'm going to make sure that I'm there myself to make sure that my money is taken care of. So that's the difference between the Edim and the Baal Edim. Why it's assumed as a Davar Pashut that the Shnei is a reference to Edim and not to Baal Edim. Okay, now the fourth way of how we know that Vamdu Shnei HaAnashim is a reference to Edim, and that's why women are Pasul. Tanya Idach, Vamdu Shnei HaAnashim Be'edim HaKasim Medaber Atom or Be'edim HaEnu Baal Edim. Is it a reference to Edim or is it a reference to Baal Edim? Amrit, V'chi HaAnashim Ba'im L'dim. Nashim ein ba'os l'din. Do only men come to din? It's from the word anashim. Do only men come for a din Torah? Women don't come for a din Torah. What if a woman stole $1,000 or was robbed? She's not going to come to a din Torah. She's not going to come to fight for it. Of course she comes to a din Torah. So why does it emphasize anashim? So it must be that it's talking about edim and that only men are kasha lahed and women are not kasha lahed. And if you don't like that source, vim nafshach lomar, nemar kan shnei v'nemar lalan shnei. We go back to the old reliable gezerah shava of shnei shnei. Malalan beidim afkan beidim. And again the Gemara says, well, why wouldn't you like that source? Mayim nafshach lomar. Why wouldn't you like the idea that it must be referring to edim because it emphasizes anashim? V'chiteima isha lav urcha mishum kol kvuda bas melech p'nima. Now you might say, yes, it's referring to edim, but that doesn't tell me that a woman is pasul edus. Just tells me that it's not normal for a woman. I'm sorry, that it's referring to the Baal Edim. Why does it emphasize anashim if it's referring to the Baal Edim? If women are also going to be Baal Edim, women can also come to Beis Din. Why does it emphasize anashim? It emphasizes anashim because women typically don't come to Beis Din. They can, but they typically don't. They'll send someone else to represent them. Kol kvud bas melech p'nima. It's always most dignified for a woman to be as private as possible to stay in her own dalet amos. Nemar kan shnei. And that's why you have a second source, or this other source that we keep on relying on, this Gezer Shav of Shnei Shnei. Now, Frek Tosos, wait a second. If you look at those, Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima, he says, Vim Tomar, Hashanai Mida'iri Be'edim. Now we're going to say Vamdu Shnei Nashim must be a reference to Edim. Still, Minale Lemute Nashim, Dilma Hadanakar Kra Nashim Mishum to Kol Kvud Bas Melech. Meaning, This whole last answer is circular logic. We're saying, how do we know that women are pasul eidus? Because the pasuk emphasizes anashim must be a reference to edim, because that's the thing that only men do and women don't do. When the pasuk emphasizes anashim, but being baal edim, men and women do. But how do you know that's the thing men do and women don't do? Maybe that's the thing men and women both do. We don't know. We're looking for the source for how we know that women are pasul eidus. So Tosfos asks, now that we're saying that even if we're talking about the Baal Edim, but maybe the women don't, it emphasizes men because kol kvud bas melech p'nima, so he says you can say the same thing about eidus. Even if it's talking about eidus, maybe it only emphasizes men because kol kvud bas melech p'nima, but women can also be kasha l'eidus. So the whole source doesn't work out. So he says v'yesh lomar digabe eidim al karch tzrich mavo de'ein eidim v'piyed kasher. It's very, very important. When it comes to Edim, there's no such thing as sending somebody else in your place. When it comes to Edim, the power of subpoena is critical in terms of being able to be an aid. So when it comes to Edim, you have to go. You have to be able to go and give the aidus. So therefore, there's no kol kvud bas melech p'nima. If you were kashu l'hayid, you would have to go, even if you really feel more dignified staying at home. You would still have to go. So when it emphasizes on nashim and not nashim, it can't just be because of kol kvud. It has to be because women are disqualified from being an aide. My brother had a friend in Eretz Yisrael once who went out to Seattle, I think, to teach in a day school there. And somehow they were doing sugyas of eidos, and why, maybe it was this sugya of why women are pasul ha'eid. And he was teaching a co-ed class, 7th grade class or 8th grade class, and he didn't know how he was going to present the idea that women are pasul ha'eid to his modern Orthodox co-ed class. So he called up his Rosh Shiva, he called up Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha, and he asked him, what do I do? How do I teach this? So Rav Weinberg said, are you familiar with the idea that women are pater from mitzvah seishas man grama? He said, yeah. He said, do you understand why women are pater from mitzvah seishas man grama? He said, well, there are several possibilities, but why don't you tell me? So the Rashiva said, they're part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama, because a woman has certain demands on her time that are going to, that she can't just drop everything because now it's the Zman Tefillah, or now it's the Zman this or the that or the other thing. She's got to run the whole household. She's got certain demands on her time that can't be dropped for, you know, at a moment's notice to take care of a certain mitzvah. So that's why she's part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So he said, okay, what does that have to do with Eidos? He says, are you familiar with the power of subpoena, with what that means? He says, that's the key to Eidos. If a person could just say, you know what, I'm not going to say my Eidos, then that person is not kosher to be an aid. If a person says he's not going to say his Eidos, it has to be someone who we can make sure that if he has Eidos, he's going to say it, and that we can schlep him down to Beis Din. The same reason that women are part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama, he says, are the same reason that women are pasul ha'ed, because they can't just drop everything at a moment's notice to go and be made. So that, right, that's the Yisod Tosfos telling us over here. There's no such thing as saying I'm not coming because kol kvud de bas melech p'nima, whatever legitimate reason you have. If you're kosher aid, by definition, that means you have to come whenever you need it. So it must be that a woman is in fact a pasul ha'ed. Okay, so that's the raya from the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan says the braisa. Tanur Rabbanan, va'amdu shnei anashim mitzvah lebalei dinin shiyamdu. From va'amdu shnei anashim, we see that the requirement is that balei din actually have to stand at the time of the din Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda shamati shem rotz lehoshev shnei moshivin. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, I've heard that if you want, you can be moshev both of the balei din. Meaning balei din, the mitzvah is that they should stand because the pasuk not only is talking about edim va'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem ariv. The pashut reading of the pasuk is obviously talking about the balei din. So the pashut pshat is given some credence also, and therefore we see that the balei din have to stand. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to sit both balei din, that's okay. The only thing is you can't be unfair. Ezu asur, what's the only thing that's asur to do? Shloye echad omed ve'echad yoshe ve'echad medaber kol tzarcha ve'echad omer lo katzer dvarecha. You can't have one guy standing, the other guy sitting, or one guy getting to speak as much as he wants, and the other one saying, okay, hurry it up already, you don't get to speak so much. Just tell me the bottom line, get to your point already. You can't do that. You have to give everyone the full opportunity to speak, and no one should feel intimidated by one guy standing, the other one sitting. Everyone gets treated the same. If you look at Tosfos Mitzvah Balei Din Shiyamdu, he says Vafil Rabbi Yehuda Moda BeGemar Din O BeEdim De Mitzvah Shiyamdu K'damir B'Samach. Even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Moda that at the Gemar Din everyone's got to stand. The Balei Din have to stand. There's no such thing as sitting them both down. So Frek Tosfos V'Kasha D'Parik Pasu D'Moyd Katan Mashma De Va'amdu Lo Mashma Amida. He says Va'amdu. Whenever we say Omed, does that always mean physically standing up? He says very often va'omed just means you're about to do something. The Gemara Maseches Moed Katan says that va'amdu does not imply amida. The Nafkalan Kriya may omed the Nafkalan Kriya mu'umad mi va'yakam iyo va'yikra. The Gemara derives, how do I know that you have to do Kriya while standing up, that you can't sit down while you're doing Kriya, while you're tearing Kriya, from the fact that it says va'yakam iyo va'yikra. So the Gemara asks, alamayata va'amad va'amar hachinami, and why don't you say the same thing when it says va'amad va'amar, that it means that you need to stand up? And the Gemara says va'tani ben omed ben yoshev mushani. The Gemara answers lokas v'yamod v'yomer hachse v'yakam v'yikra, that it doesn't say v'yamod v'yomer, it says va'amdu, and va'amdu doesn't mean that you need to stand. So why over here are we darshaning from va'amdu that it means that you need to stand? So he says it depends on the context. V'yeshlomer de va'amad she'ein maisa la'achrav kihacha mash mevadei amida. When it says va'amad and then it doesn't say anything else that you do, that's mashma that you have to actually physically stand. But when it says va'amad va'amar, va'amad v'nasa, anything like that, where there's always, that just means he went and did. It doesn't mean that he actually physically stood up. So sometimes va'amdu does mean that you physically stand up, sometimes it doesn't mean that you physically stand up. Okay, so anyway, that's the raya from our, so in our Gemara, it just says va'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem hariv. So mele, we learn that there's a chayiv to stand. Who's chayiv to stand? So we assume that it's referring to the Balei Din, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a braisa, but tzedek tishpot amisecha. Once we discuss the idea that you can't have one guy standing, one guy sitting, one guy speaking, the other one not speaking. So we quote the pasuk, a brisa that discusses the pasuk, "Betzedek tishpot amisecha." Shlo yeh echad yoshev echad omed. You have to treat them with justice and righteousness. can have one guy standing, one guy sitting. One guy getting to speak as much as he wants, and the other one being cut off and being told that he can't speak so much. Or might just be teaching that you always have to be done as chaver lekavschus. That that's not even talking about in Beis Din, right? We're not talking about Bali Din even in a Beis Din. It's just always whenever you see your friend doing something that you could be machria one way or the other, you could say that either he's doing an avera or he's not doing an avera. So you have a chiv to be done in lekavschus. That's b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. It's not a lashon of shofet in an actual Beis Din. It's whenever we make judgments all the time, every moment of the day, we see people do things, we're making judgments about them, about their actions, about what they're doing. That's when we have a requirement of B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. Tani Rav Yosef, B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha, Am She'itcha B'Torah B'mitzvah Sishtad L'Dona Yafeh. That if there's a guy who comes from a Din Torah and he excels in Torah mitzvos, that's someone you have to judge really well for. Give him a good judgment. So all the Rishonim ask, and the Gemara is going to clarify a little bit, what does that mean? A guy comes and you say, oh, he's my friend, I know, I learned in yeshiva with him, he's very good at learning, he must be right. And therefore, I should judge in his favor? That would be terrible. What a travesty that would be. So says Rashi, Yishtadel Adonai Yafa L'Kamam Nefarish La, the Gemara is going to explain that it means, L'mishri B'tigrei Yimbo Shnei Dinim L'Fanecha Ve'echameim Shal Talmid Chachamim Havipozik Oso Tchilo Potor Oso Milfanecha. The Gemara is about to explain that it's talking about if you have several cases on the docket, and one of the cases on the docket happens to be a case of Talmid Chachamim, you should deal with that case before you deal with the ones that involve non-Talmid Chachamim. That's one of the things of Kavod Talmid Chachamim, is you give them the right to go first in everything. You give them the right to go first online, you give them the right to go first, so you give them the right to go first in Beis Din as well, that their case goes first. But Chas V'Shalom to say that when you're actually judging the case, that you should treat them any differently because they happen to be Talmid Chachamim, Adrabah, everyone's got to stand or everyone's got to sit. You can't treat the two cases differently. What's interesting about this Rashi is he says l'kaman mefarish, that's about in two lines from now. Normally when Rashi says l'kaman mefarish, it's on a Mishnah, right, where you're not up to the Gemara yet and the Mishnah is lo muvan, you can't understand the Mishnah, so you have to, Rashi doesn't want to make you wait, so he'll tell you l'kaman mefarish, or on a Gemara that you're not going to get to for a while. But over here, it's mamish, it's right there. It's mamish, the next line of Gemara. It would have taken the same amount of time to read the next two lines of Gemara that it took to read the Rashi. I guess Rashi wanted to make a very, very clear point of the idea that this is absolutely unacceptable to just treat Talmid Chachamim differently. Right? I don't know, but Rashi doesn't normally do this, I don't think. Ravula b'reid Rav Ilai, havalei dina kamed Rav Nachman. Ravula b'reid Rav Ilai had a din Torah by Rav Nachman. Shalach le'Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman, the Dayan, about Rav you should know the guy who's coming to you for a din Torah, he's one of the good guys. He's with us in Torah mitzvos. He's one of the better guys. He said, why did he send me that? What, just to chan for him? That doesn't make any sense. Why would he just send me something to give him compliments now, right before his din Torah? So then he realized, I know why he sent it. For the Mishra B'Tigre, for this reason that Rashi just said, to be able to deal with his case first. Inami l'shuda d'daini, or maybe his kavana was for a situation of shuda d'daini. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, l'may shalachli. So first, his first assumption is, what did he send it for? He must have sent it in order that I should the l'chnufelei. So it says Tosfos have matzil lomar lafuche b'schusay. Because I mean, parakol kisvei hakodesh tasteli dechiasi tzomer rabbanon kameledina lo magnina reisha beisadia adam hafchi b'schusay. There could have been another possibility that before you assume that he's guilty, make sure you no stone goes unturned. That you have to mahapich b'schusay. You have to make sure that you're able to really carefully analyze and see if there's any tzad zechus, because when someone is a person that you know has great integrity and is a wonderful person, so there's good reason to assume that that there might be something that you're missing if you think he's guilty. So make sure that you leave no stone unturned. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes has a whole list of tesilis, a whole bunch of amrim that say tesili, you give me a lot of credit because I do this, because I do that, right? Tastily, one of them says, because I, whenever I'm called to Duchen for Birchus Kohanim, I always go. I'm always Mevarech. And another one says, tastily, that I do. Right? They all have all sorts of, I never go Dalet Amos without Tefillin, without Torah. So one of the tastilies is whenever Tzum Rabban comes for Din Torah, I never put my head on my pillow that night without being Mehapech B'Zchusei, without coming up to think of every Tzad Zchus I possibly can. So that could have been another possibility the Gemara does not mention. But then the next Tosfos, the Mishrei Tigrei, Kishabo Shnei Dinim Mebasachas. He says, what's this idea that you put him first on the docket? Are you really allowed to do that? You're allowed to let him cut the line that he goes before everybody else? So he says, it must be that it's talking about a case not where someone else came before him and you let him cut the line. No, it's that he and somebody else came to the basin at the same time. His case and another case came at the same time. So you have to choose one or the other. One of them is going to go first, even though they came at the same time. Dimbad din echad chila tzarech lakdimo. But says Tosfos, if one of them came first, then for sure you gotta let the first one come. That's a requirement. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says kikatan kigadol tishmon means that the same way you treat a big guy, you treat a little guy. Everyone who comes gets the same treatment, and that means first come, first serve. Inami, or Tosfos says maybe no, maybe I say the kavod haTorah adiv kedarmin perik. Maybe the mitzvah's assay of Kavod HaTorah is greater than the assay of Kikatan Kigadol Tishma'un, and therefore he's allowed to cut the line even if he didn't get there first. So it tells us two possibilities. What the case is, where you're going to let him, where you're going to let the Talmud Chacham's case go before the other case. And then the Gemara said another possibility why he's telling me all these wonderful things about this Baal Din is for Shuda Didaini. So what is Shuda Didaini? Shuda Didaini literally means judge's discretion. Sometimes a judge is going to have a Din Torah in front of him and he's not going to know what to do because there's not going to be substantial enough proof in one direction or the other. So what does he do in that case? Someone's got to win. So that's where we apply Shuda Didaini. Major Machlokas Rishonim throughout Shas, what that means. How do we determine who's Shuda Didaini? Major Machlokas Rashi tells us every place it's mentioned in Shas pretty much. The Machlokas comes up. Rashi says Shuda Didaini means that the Dayanim have to figure it out based on what their heart tells them is really true over here. If they're fighting over, you know, someone said, someone wrote a shtar that says, I hereby give Yosef ben Shimon $1,000, and there are two Yosef ben Shimons, and each of them are claiming the money. They each say that the shtar belongs to them, that they're owed the money, but neither of them have strong enough rayos, or the rayos are equal, but one of them happened to have been his best friend and neighbor. The other one he met once, but you know, he was not really particularly friendly with. So Shuda Didaini tells you that you can go with what your heart tells you is probably the right one. Even though there's no raya, that's not a proof that he was more friendly with one than the other, but nevertheless, you can go with what it seems to the Dayan. Tosfos says, no, Shuda Didaini is whichever one you want, whichever one you like better. Give it to whichever guy you want. So how do we apply it over here? So I'm being told that he's Talmud Chacham, either for Shuda Didaini, meaning that it's very common for people to want to treat Talmidei Chacham nicely. So if there's a choice that he either gave it to this guy or gave it to the other guy, so that should go into weighing my options and realizing that he probably gave it to the Talmud Chacham. That's how Rashi would understand it. That Shuda means that you actually have to assume that there's a reason that he gave it to one over the other. Or, the way Tosfos would understand it is that I would want to give it to him, as long as the judge wants to give it to him. It doesn't matter what the original intention of the person was. We have no idea. There are no proofs. So it's all up to the Dayan. So it's good to know that he's Talmud Chacham, so that the Dayan will want to make sure that he's taken care of. Okay. Tosfos says, if they're both Talmud Chacham, you want to know, just in case the other Baal Din is Talmud Chacham, want to know this guy is Talmud Chacham also, not to automatically apply Shuda to the other guy and judge in the other guy's favor. Okay, Amar Ula, Machlokas Bebali Dinim. This whole Machlokas, whether they need to stand or you can even have them both sit, is only by the Bali Din. But the Edim, everyone says, have to stand. Tichziv Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. Pasuk says, Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. Amar Rahunu, Machlokas Peshas Masu Matan. And the whole Machlokas about the Bali Din is only during the Masa Umata and the give and take of the case. Avul B'shas Gemardin, Divrei HaKol Dayan B'Yeshiva Balidin Ba'amida. But at the time of the Gemardin, everyone is going to agree that the Dayanim have to sit and the Balidin must stand. D'chsiv Ayeshiv Moshe L'shpot Asam V'yamod Ha'am. Moshe would judge the people, and what were the people doing? They were standing. Lishnachrina, another possibility, Machlokas Peshas Maso Matan. The Machlokas, yes, is during the case, while the case is going on. And but at the Gemar Din, we know the Dayanim have to sit and the Bali Din have to stand, but not based on Vayesha Moshe. Why? What's it based on? Taha Edim ke Gemar Din Damu. Because Edim is always considered like the Gemar Din. The role of the Edim is always like the Gemar Din. It's always the end for them. They just say their Edus and they're done. So the Edim is always like the Gemar Din. Uksiv Bahu. And by the Edim, it says Vamdu Shnei Anashim. So since by the Edim, it says Vamdu Shnei Anashim, so we know that the Balei Din at the Gemar Din have the same status of Edim, so they too have to stand. Okay, just a different raya from the Pasuk as to how we know that this is true, that at the time of the Gemar Din, the Balei Din for sure have to stand, even according to Rav Yehuda. The Bitu de Rav Huna, a famous story, the Bitu de Rav Huna avaladina kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Huna's wife had a Din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. Amar hechi navit. So Rav Nachman says, what am I going to do? Rav Huna's wife is going to walk into court. How am I going to react when she walks into court? I eku mikama, if I stand up out of respect for her, mistatman tanase de baldina, then the other baldin is going to feel that he's that intimidated. Because look, I'm standing up for the person that's against him. Lo eku mikama, what, should I not stand for her? Eishas chaver, harei kechaver. I have a requirement to stand for her. An eishas chaver has a din of a chaver. You have to stand for an eishas talmud chacham. So amalei l'shamei, so he said to his shamish, tsei ve'efra chalai bar avza, v'shadi ilavai ve'ekum. He says, I have an idea. As soon as Rav Huna's wife comes into court, take a goose, throw it at me, and then I'll have to jump up, because a flying goose is coming at me. So I'll stand up, but it's not going to be obvious. So the old goose trick, it's not going to be obvious to everybody else that I'm standing for her, but I won't have the audacity to be sitting while she walks into court. Frektosos, wait a second, is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kima? The pasuk says, "Mipnei seva talking about darta pnei zaken," and the Gemara Darshan's Maseches Kiddushin, "Vadarta pnei zaken" means that you need a kima sheyesh bahidur. You need to stand in a way that makes it obvious that you're showing respect, and not just that you happen to be jumping out of the way. He says, "Avgav debinim kima sheyesh bahidur," because I mean parakamid kiddushin mikol makom ein iser sharei omed haya. He says, "Let's take the following case. Let's say you're already standing, and a talmud chacham walks in the room. So what do you do then? You jump? What do you do?" Right, so you don't jump. There's no mitzvah to do anything. So you didn't do the mitzvah. You certainly didn't do the mitzvah of kima sheyesh behidur, standing for a talmud chacham, because you were already standing. So you didn't do the mitzvah. Did you do an avera because you didn't do the mitzvah? No, you were in a situation where you didn't have to do the mitzvah. So it's not an avera. You didn't. The avera would be to sit there unmoved, and that's a bizayin. That's not nice when the talmud chacham walks in. So over here also, when he jumped out of his seat, you're right. He didn't do the mitzvah. But did he do the Avera? No, he didn't do the Avera of sitting still and not doing anything. Va'od Yishlamar, furthermore, tells us, says, T'yayse yadasha b'fnei ha'amma v'shloa salim yishum stimas tainas baldina. She was a clever lady. She understood exactly what was going on. It was a kima sheyesh behidur because she knew people don't normally throw geese in the courtroom, right? So she, her husband was probably a dayan also. She knew exactly what he was doing. Maybe it was a special sign that the goose throwing is a... I don't know, but she was aware. U'b'lafach yilo dami la'omin mipanav b'beis ha'kisei b'beis ha'merkha zasam l'kidur klal. He says, besides that, look at the sugya there in Kiddushin, talks about kima sheyesh bahidur. It's coming to exclude that you don't stand for somebody in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. That's not a kima sheyesh bahidur. It's not a makom of hidur. But kima sheyesh bahidur does not necessarily mean that you have to stand in a way that makes it very obvious that you're standing for the person. That may not even be the meaning of kima sheyesh bahidur. Okay, says the Gemara, wait a second, but this story doesn't make any sense. From Ramar Machlokes B'shas Masu Matan, Av B'shas Kabar Din Devei HaKol Dayan B'Yeshiva Bali Din B'Amida. The whole Machlokes is only B'shas Masu Matan, but at the time of the Gemara Din, everyone says the Dayanim have to be sitting and the Balei Din have to be standing. So what's he going to do at the Shas Gemara Din? That's not going to help him. So the Yasef commanded Shari Misane, Vamri Ishploni Atazake Ishploni Atachayv. He'll bend over as if he's tying his shoe, right? And he'll say, you're Chayv, you're Zakai. And that way he'll be Yotze, the Yeshiva, B'Shas Gemara Din. Amra Barafuna, Haitzum Rabban Vamar Tislu Dina Badea Dad. If you have a rabbi and an Amarit who have a Din Torah with each other, Musvinale Tsum Rabban Lamarit Nami Amrinale Tiv, Vikai Leslanba. So you tell the rabbi, he can sit, and you tell the Amaret, since the rabbi's sitting, he's allowed to sit also. But if the Amaret says, you know what, out of respect, I can't sit, I don't want to sit, I want to stand, so less than, but you don't have to concern yourself with that. You don't have to say, no, everyone has to be treated equally. You gave him the opportunity to treat him equally and to tell him to sit. Rav Bar Shravya Havale Dina Kamed Rav Papa. Rav Bar Shravya had a dintar by Rav Papa. Osvev Osvev Namil Baldine. So he sat him down and he sat his Baldin down as well. Osvev Shlicha the Beidina, then when the bailiff in the courtroom came over, Batash Bevu Ukme La Amaret, and he kicked the Amar and said, what do you think you're doing? There's Talmud Chacham in the room. Stand up. Rav Papa Tiv. And Rav Papa didn't say, no, no, it's okay, he can sit down. Rav Papa the Dayan, who initially sat and didn't tell him, no, no, let him sit. Isn't that going to be intimidating for him then? That you're having the other guy sit and he's standing just because the other one's a Talmud Chacham? So I'm Rav Papa, Meimar Amar, Iyu Ha Asvan Shlucha, Hu Delom Mefayis Minai. No, the guy will say, you know what? The Dayan, let me sit. So the Dayan is okay with me. It was just the bailiff that was giving me a hard time. So you don't have to go and correct it because the guy already realizes that you were treating him as an equal, that the Dayan was treating him as an equal. With each other. You don't have the Tzomer Rabban cannot come early to the Beis Din and sit together with the Dayan because then it's going to look like he's in cahoots with the Dayan and he's worked something out. That's only if they don't have a set shear that he goes to every single day by the Dayan, but if he always goes to the 9 o'clock Daf Yomi by the Dayan and then the court opens at 10, he's allowed to go to the 9 o'clock Daf Yomi and then stay for the court case because the other guy is going to realize, okay, he's just a member of the Daf Yomi. If you have a rabbi who knows Eidus, but it's a bizayin to him to go testify in front of a low-level court that's much lower than him, so then he doesn't have to go. Very similar to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that if a person finds an Aveda and it's something that's beneath my dignity to be carrying around, so I don't have to go and do the Hashavas Aveda. So it says, Hani mili b'mamona. That's only true when it comes to mamon. I will be isura, but when it comes to an isser, I don't care if it's beneath your dignity. Ein chachme, ein tvuna, ein etzel, negra Hashem. Kol makom sheish b'chil Hashem, ein chol can cover the rav. If there's chil Hashem that's going to be involved, because it's going to be an isser that you're dealing with, it's not just somebody's money that's involved, so then there's no issue of cover. We don't pay any attention to the cover. Okay, there's an important tells us, but Bez Hashem will start from the two daps tomorrow. Lebedik Sugya tomorrow also.